Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental gourds. Ornamental gourds are brightly colored, oddly shaped fruits related to edible squashes and pumpkins. Most fancy gourds can be grown attractively on trellises, arbors, and fences. But usually it's the fruit rather than the growing plant that is considered ornamental. Gourds are most useful and attractive as ornaments when the pulp dries and their shells become hard. They come in many shapes and colors. These fruits may be used with natural colors and shapes unchanged, or they may be sanded and painted in creative colors and designs. Gourds can also be used for practical purposes, such as hanging baskets, vases, fruit bowls, dippers, birdhouses, and toys. Grow these plants and let your imagination run wild. For more information on ornamental gourds, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard fires. When it gets cooler, many of us long to spend evenings in the yard. The heat and flicker of a fire can add comfort and enjoyment to cookouts and other outdoor gatherings. A fire can provide a place to sit with friends and neighbors, talking, cooking, or just staring into the flames. Build your fire in a permanent or temporary brick or stone fireplace, freestanding patio hearth, fire pit, or chimney. Locate it on a patio or deck, or clear an area in your yard of grass and brush. Try one of the many traditional cookout foods, pigs in a blanket, s'mores, corn, potatoes, or roasted pig. Sitting around a fire is an ancient and fun way to spend quality time as a family and enjoy your yard on a chilly fall evening. For more information about backyard living, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, deciduous fruit trees. Biting into a fresh, juicy, hand-picked peach is a dream every Florida gardener can live. Peaches, pears, and plums can all be part of your home orchard. These and other deciduous fruits can be grown successfully in Florida. Select an orchard site near your home to make harvesting easy. Avoid low-lying areas where cold air collects. Conduct a soil test several months before planting and plant trees right away after bringing them home from the nursery. Before you buy trees, inspect them for signs of insects, disease, nematodes, and other problems. Only bring home healthy trees. Container-grown fruit trees may be planted at any time of the year, but December and January are the best months. Take care of your trees and enjoy the fruits of your labor. For more information on deciduous fruit, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spiders. Spiders are arachnids and closely related to insects. Spiders are adept predators. They feed on a wide variety of insects and invertebrates. All spiders have the ability to bite, but very few are dangerous to humans. In general, spiders are beneficial organisms. Most of the spiders that people see and kill pose no threat at all, and they help keep insect populations down both inside and outdoors. Two beneficial spiders sometimes seen as threatening are the golden silk spider and the wolf spider. Both are large and scary looking, but actually eat large numbers of pesky insects around the house and in the garden. So if you encounter these spiders in your garden, let the eight-legged creatures continue their pest management practices in peace. For more information on spiders, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscapes. You don't have to be an expert gardener or landscaper to create a Florida-friendly yard. All it takes is a willingness to learn and a desire to build a beautiful yard that helps protect Florida's environment. Florida-friendly landscapes work with the environment and tend to take less maintenance. They are based on the 9 principles of the Florida Yards and Neighborhoods program. Florida-friendly landscaping can blend attractively into any community or landscaping plan. Decide how much grass you need and replace the rest with low-maintenance ground covers and shrubs. Create large, naturally mulched areas around trees. They'll look nice and won't need raking or trimming. Add a water feature for wildlife and choose plants that require less water and have fewer pest problems. The University of Florida puts out a list of Florida-friendly plants. Ask your local extension office for more information or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.